Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good buddy Mike Mutual back on the show. Mike is an outstanding member of our Brain Trust now for a number of years. He's one of our generational experts. He's the guy who's been helping us understand the younger generations, Gen X and Gen Y, as well. He's the author of They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X. He's our good friend, Mike Mutual. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. Mike, one of the things that's interesting about this current age that we're in is that in my lifetime, I've never seen as many different generations, as many different demographic forces coming together in one marketplace as we have right now. Is that a safe statement? Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it kind of mirrors the workplace. You know, right now, the younger generations, you know, that have a fair amount of disposable income, let's say over 21 or 22, you know, it's really split 50% between Gen X, Gen Y on one side and boomers and traditionalists on the other. So, I was just reading a report last week, really interesting, that Gen Y may have more disposable income by 2015 than any generation in history.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of that's
You're talking about per capita?
Per working employee, predicated on, you know, Gen X to a degree, but Gen Y just have a tendency to get married later in life, you know.
That's happening. 29. That's a reality. I mean, I talk to a lot of people who have kids in their 20s, and they're not even, I mean, very few of them are married.
Yeah, Gen X tend to get married. You know, those folks in Gen X, we're talking about maybe 30 years old through the mid-40s. Had a tendency to get married 27, 28.
Yeah.
And even though Generation Y only goes to, like, age 28, it appears as though that'll move back a couple of years, maybe even 30, 31, mm-hmm. 32.
I'm seeing that. I mean, when I talk to people who have kids in their 20s, 27, 28, 29, 30, like you're saying, and they're just not doing it. And so that means that they've got more money to spend because they're not feeding the family.
They're not feeding the family. They're not buying diapers. Man, I can't even imagine what I went through in diaper expense in the old days. You know? And a lot of them don't own homes, you know, so they're paying rent.
So what is that? Obviously. What does that mean? What does that mean to a company, to a business?
Well, I think it means a couple of things. There is a new market that is a really, really neat target for their products and services. Number two, these are people that aren't going to buy necessarily what their parents bought because reputation and overall brand awareness is not nearly as key a figure in decision process for Gen X and Gen Y. And the other thing is, I think, since they really don't pay much attention to traditional media, i.e. Yellow Pages, print, so on and so forth, you can, as a small business, go at them in ways that don't cost you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. But are they, where are they, though? Where are they hanging out? I mean, isn't social media a big part of their life?
Yeah, social media is, you know, just a huge part of their life. Let me throw some quick stats at you here. You know, for those folks that are in the marketplace that are under the age of 30, 95% are heavily engaged in at least one or two vehicles on social media. And it gets kind of interesting. Even Gen X, those through their mid-40s, 62%. And here's the one that kind of threw me a little bit. You know, we've all kind of read about the tremendous increase in the boomers on Facebook, especially. Depending on younger boomers, probably closer to 50%. Slightly older boomers, 43% are now engaged in at least one or two mm-hmm. social media.
Right. And now, which brings me to... So something I want to talk about in the next segment, and that's community. So hold on to that thought, because I want to talk about the impact of communities on generations, on the demographics. But what about the I want to talk a little bit more about how different these younger generations are from a marketing standpoint. They're reading fewer newspapers, right?
Yeah, actually, well, in overall newspaper circulations, I think 9 out of 10 are down.
Yeah, newspaper ads are at the lowest level they've been now, at the lowest level than they've been since 1985.
But they don't seem to go down in cost.
No, that's true. But I mean, the way they're getting their information, how you find these people is different. And when we come back, I want to talk to Mike about the difference in demographics, the generations, which is part of the demographic, and the communities that they're in, and whether that spans generations. We'll do that after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Mike Mutzel is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.